Well, it was 3 years ago next week that Flint, Michigan decided to form a new water district and stop buying water from Detroit, which led, as we know, to the water crisis in Flint, lead in the drinking water, poisoned hundreds of children. And since then, attention has focused on the nation's regulations for lead. The Environmental Protection Agency implemented the lead and copper rule in 1991 and is now considering an update. But some experts fear that proposed changes could actually weaken protections for public health. Julie Grant from Here Now contributor The Allegheny Front reports.
The intention of the federal lead rule is to protect public health. To find out how well it works, we asked Mark Edwards. He's a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Virginia Tech and helped expose Flint's lead problem.
Current EPA lead and copper rule has become a sick joke on the American people.
He says you only need to look at Flint to understand why.
You had a water crisis. You had the National Guard distributing bottled water, putting filters on taps, warnings, neighborhoods of children with elevated blood lead, and the city was officially meeting the lead and copper rule according to the EPA and the state.
How could a community with such high lead levels not have violated the regulation meant to prevent lead in the water? Well, under the current rule, water utilities are supposed to test tap water at homes it considers high risk for lead every few years. If it finds enough with elevated concentrations, the utility is supposed to take action. That could mean adjusting corrosion control chemicals at the water treatment plant or starting a program to replace water service lines made of lead. But that's expensive, says Edward. So many utilities, like Flint, use testing methods that go around the rule.
It really became easier to cheat for water utilities than to meet the intent of the rule. And EPA's effectively condoned cheating for at least the last 12 years.
The Guardian newspaper last year identified 33 cities that use those cheats or loopholes. They found that Boston, Detroit, Chicago, and Philadelphia all do things like instruct residents to pre-flush the tap or remove aerators from the faucet before testing the water. These techniques can hide lead contamination. In Philadelphia, a class action lawsuit was filed on behalf of residents last summer accusing that city of cheating. And in Flint?
We are announcing charges against four individuals.
In December, Michigan filed criminal charges against local and state officials, in part for hiding elevated lead levels from residents. But even before the crisis in Flint, an EPA working group with representatives from water utilities, public health departments, and others, including Tom Neltner, Chemicals Policy Director at the Environmental Defense Fund, was tasked with overhauling the lead in water rule. In 2015, the group came out with a set of recommendations. Neltner says they focused on replacing all the lead service lines throughout the country. Those are the pipes that connect the main water line that runs along your street into your home.
Well, we basically said that the current system makes lead service line the last resort. You only do it after corrosion control has failed and nothing else is working. What we said is you need to start now. Right up front, you need to have a program to get these lines replaced.
The American Water Works Association, which represents the industry, endorsed this recommendation. Most older cities are rife with lead service lines. There are millions of them throughout the country. Replacing them could take 30 years and likely much longer. But some experts say this still won't solve the problem in many homes.
Well, that won't do very much because most of the lead in people's drinking water isn't coming from lead service pipes. It's coming from the plumbing in their house.
Joel Schwartz is an environmental epidemiologist at the Harvard School of Public Health. He says many homes, even if they don't have lead service lines, still have lead in the solder that connects the pipes, in valves and faucets. So he prefers the alternate method, using chemicals to prevent lead corrosion in plumbing.
Corrosion control helps everywhere and is a lot cheaper.
When the city changed its water supply in Flint, officials did not use corrosion treatment. And in a study published this year, Mark Edwards' team found that the walls of water pipes made of galvanized iron actually contained some lead. It was from pipes elsewhere in the system. And without corrosion control chemicals, that lead showed up in the tap water.
Corrosion control is a very important band-aid. What it does, it forms a coating on these pipes, and it can reduce the amount of lead that leaches into the water. And this is a very good thing.
Edwards wants to see lead service lines replaced around the country, but he says even if there's money to do that in the coming decades, and that's a big if, the lead and copper rule will still need more focus on corrosion control and other short-term fixes. Meanwhile, the EPA is expected to draft a new lead and copper rule later this year. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.